Here with the Mexico School Superintendent, Melissa Chastain. And today I know a lot of people are kind of on edge because the school had sent out an email yesterday. There's a TikTok challenge that's going around basically encouraging people specifically today to call in bomb threats to schools and to threaten gun violence at schools, that sort of mischief going on. And it has a lot of people nervous. How are things going in the school district today? If you can just kind of give us an update.
Yeah, sure. And I appreciate you reaching out so that I can talk about this. We take every threat seriously. And this, while it wasn't a threat to Mexico Public Schools, anytime there is a TikTok challenge, we know that we have had challenges in the past that our students have reacted to. So when we first heard this, of course, we're reaching out. We reach out every day, though. I cannot say enough about our administrators, what they do on a daily basis to keep students safe, our teachers reporting anything that they hear, our students. I feel like our students have done a great job this year of reporting things that they've heard. But Kevin Patrick, our SRO, and Officer Carey, those guys are out there. Obviously, they know what's going on with Mexico Public Safety. KP was actually the one who came and reached out to us yesterday, and he said, hey, I want you guys to know this is going on. We immediately made sure that there was no threat to any of our schools. There is not. I actually spoke to him this morning. I said, hey, is there anything, an update? And he said, everything's quiet. We're good. So our students and staff are safe, but I do want to let parents know, unfortunately, you know, things are different than when Matt, you and I grew up, and we didn't have TikTok challenges. We did other crazy things with maybe erasers on our hand or something. But please, please, please talk to your child. And if you hear about these things, as a district, we're going to take that seriously. If there was a threat made, the ramifications from that can get students into a lot of trouble. That we don't want that to happen, but we're going to keep our staff and students safe. And so we take threats seriously. It's not a joke. It isn't funny. It's serious. I applaud our parents. They reach out to us, and of course they want their kids to be safe going to school, but just talk to your kids. It's sad that social media is playing such a part on the world these days, but it is. And we appreciate everyone's support. This is a difficult time, it seems like, with everything that our kids are exposed to, but we are safe. I appreciate you reaching out. Thank you to Mexico Public Safety, our Sheriff's Department. We have a good connection here with the district, and I just feel really appreciative to the community.
If anything should happen today, I'm sure it would be communicated through an email. The school would let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, that's a great point. If anything were to happen, we would let people know ASAP. I try to be pretty transparent with information. You know, yesterday when KP came over and talked to us about, hey, there's a TikTok challenge, Christine Harper is our communications director. She immediately notified me, and we wanted to let people know, hey, this is out there. You might hear about this. And also to let parents know, we investigated it at that time to make sure that there was not a threat to our schools. So yes, we will let people know if anything were to happen.
All right. Of course, last night, Mexico had their district board meeting for the month, the last one of this year. There were some parents who came with some concerns last night. Maybe you can just kind of tell everybody a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So last night was our school board meeting. Normally, our school board meeting is on the third Tuesday of the month. And because of how the holiday falls, it was moved to being last night. We did have some parents come and with some concerns and, you know, valid concerns. As a parent, I agree with a lot of what their concerns were. And I am always appreciative for people to come with concerns and so we can talk things out. I don't think we're ever going to maybe agree on everything, But what I can promise people is, as a district, we are doing the best that we can for students and staff. And my parent in me sometimes is different than the superintendent in me, because there's a lot of policies and things that come down from the state and federal government that we have to follow and will follow. But we want all kids in seat as much as they can be when they are healthy. And so we will strive, you know, our best to do that. And we make mistakes. And when we make mistakes, we're going to fix them and go forward. But we always have the best interest at hand with our students and our staff.
Maybe we can just clarify, too, there is no mask mandate in place here at the Mexico School District.
Yeah, no, we actually don't have any mandates. You know, if staff or students want to wear a mask, of course, please, you know, I want everyone to feel free. We don't have any mandates of any kind. That, you know, there's a lot of choices that people can make and about lots of different things, and we will support that, but there is no mandate. There hasn't been a mask mandate all year.
Basically, it is, if somebody is diagnosed with COVID-19, they're going to have to quarantine. They can't be around other people while they're contagious, correct?
Exactly. And I'm getting ready to, the board did approve our safe return plan. We made some updates. The updates will result in most kids being able to not have to quarantine. And I'm going to share that with parents later today so that everyone knows when we come back from break what guidelines are in place. We're really excited, though, because we feel like it's going to reduce the quarantines. What we were finding was most of our kids that are quarantined aren't sick, and most of our kids with a school exposure did not end up getting COVID. We found out that most of the transmission was happening at home. And so our plan has adjusted to fit what we were seeing over the course of the year. And so what that will be is, if you have COVID, of course, you need to stay at home, just like if you have the flu and are sick, we need to stay at home. And then a close exposure at home, not at school, but at home, would be required to quarantine. And so we're excited. I think that this will be better for students, for staff, for our families. And we'll monitor things. And at any time, if we need to adjust our plan, we can do that.